New Hampshire YMCA hosting LGBTQ plus teen night out for minors. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2023. The YMCA in Keene, New Hampshire, is proudly hosting an LGBTQ plus teen night out for middle school and high school students, willfully ignoring the Christian principles the organization was founded upon. The YMCA, in collaboration with Monadnock Youth Coalition, is holding the event on September 8, and it is free to all middle and high school students. Play some games. Eat some food. Listen to music. Go for a swim. Hang out with friends. This event is free and open to all middle and high school students. Brought to you in collaboration with Keene Pride, a description of the event reads. That same day, the YMCA is hosting a seminar titled Understanding Gender Identity 101 with the CPC of Elm City Coalition, Nick Ferriolo, who will share his own transition story in the corporate world, dispel common misconceptions about gender identity and introduce the concept of the genderbred person, according to a description of the event. The discussion is free to the community and sponsored by the Savings Bank of Walpole. The promotion of these events stands in stark contrast to the Christian values the YMCA was originally founded on. In fact, the main YMCA website still acknowledges the importance of advancing Christian principles, describing itself as a nonprofit organization whose mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. Interestingly, the Keene YMCA's website omits any acknowledgement of these Christian principles, at least at the time of this writing, with its mission statement reading, "We serve all people through programs and services that build spirit, mind, and body with a focus on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility." Breitbart News reached out to the Keene YMCA, asking how it is able to reconcile holding such events, particularly geared toward minors, that are not only controversial but blatantly contrary to Christian principles, as they are essentially encouraging children to embrace gender confusion and ignoring the basic biblically fundamental fact that God made men and women in His image. Genesis 1:27 states, "God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him, male and female He created them." Further, the Bible clearly condemns homosexuality while extending grace to those who repent and seek God's help. Breitbart News also asked the Keene YMCA how it essentially justifies grooming children, as it seemingly follows in the footsteps of internationally known entities such as Disney, which has not only vowed to fight against parental rights but has routinely promoted the LGBTQ2S+ agenda in its programming. Breitbart News also asked why Keene YMCA omits the importance of Christian principles on its website, unlike the main YMCA website. Notably, some local YMCAs continue to include it. The YMCA of Central Florida, for instance, states in part, "As a Christian nonprofit movement, we strive every day to demonstrate the Bible verse the YMCA was founded on. John 17:21 encourages us to create unity in our community and show the love of Christ by serving, encouraging, and caring for the needs of our members and neighbors." Keene YMCA did not respond to Breitbart News's inquiries or follow-up. It should be noted that each YMCA location is independently operated. YMCA of the USA notes that is a national resource office, not a parent organization. YMCA of the USA does not have authority over local YMCA business operations, membership and employment relationships, nor contractual obligations, it notes. Nevertheless, Breitbart News also reached out to the YMCA of the USA for comment but did not receive a response. These events come as the city of Keene prepares for Keene Pride Fest 2023, taking place September 17. Several sponsors are listed, including, ironically, Dartmouth Health Cheshire Medical Center, which aims to lead our community to optimal health and wellness through our clinical and service excellence, collaboration, and compassion for every patient, every time. It still remains unclear to many how overtly promoting gender dysphoria is considered a compassionate medical practice. This is just one facet of Keene's Pride Week, which appears to kick off with the LGBTQ plus teen night out at the Keene Family YMCA. The event itself will include dozens of vendors, as well as drag performances and marriages in the public square, visible to children. Other states have taken action against such events. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, for example, signed legislation barring genital mutilation of children in the name of gender affirmation and stopping children from attending sexually explicit drag shows by penalizing venues that allow children to attend such adult shows, although it has been challenged. Florida began investigating these shows, particularly after several cities nationwide hosted a drag queen Christmas last year, which featured simulated sex acts and exposed fake breasts, allowing children in attendance. Meanwhile, the Biden White House has continued to embrace the grooming of children while pushing the LGBTQ+ agenda on Americans across the board. In fact, Biden used his Pride Month proclamation to criticize states moving to protect children from mutilation, deeming laws designed to protect children from life-altering surgeries or treatments as hateful. The White House also hosted a Pride event over the summer, which came under fire after transgender activists flashed their bare chests at the White House. The White House opted to condemn the display after tremendous backlash, ultimately banning the individuals from future events.